So I think my mom is probably in the most perfect place to be doing this recipe today. And I don't know if this is what inspired her, but she's making Dole Whip today, which is so tasty. Good morning, Mom. Cooking with Claude here on WICC. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, Mom. Did I wake you up? I'm sorry.
No. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. I get to see you very soon.
I know. I can't wait.
It's very exciting. So you're making Dole Whip this morning. Is it because you're near Disney, or what made you want to make Dole Whip?
Well, of course, I'm not at home, so I don't have everything I need. So coming down here, I thought it was easy. It's very refreshing. It makes a cute dessert. And so I thought, well, you know, I didn't want to spend a lot of time, cooking. And originally when I asked Matthew, hey, I think I'm going to do this with, not this recipe, but another one, he goes, ugh, I don't think I like that. Huh. I thought, well, I'm not cooking down here and you and Daddy not eating it. So
right.
I thought, this is perfect.
Yeah, so I love it. And for people who don't know, how would you describe Dole Whip if they've never had it before?
Well, it's first of all, if you're going to do it nice and fancy, you need one of those little bag things. So when you come out, it comes out all swirly. Mine, I just had to serve like on with a spoon. But Dole Whip,
I kind of said it was like sherbet, but it's like it's in the form of a soft serve ice cream. It's like right.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Right. I see. Yes.
It's
yes,
like the
yes,
taste of sherbet, yeah. But it's soft serve. Like, right? Wouldn't you agree, kind of ish?
Yes, absolutely. It is more like a sherbet.
Yeah.
It's not heavy with cream and ice cream and everything. So it definitely would be great like on a real hot day. And you have some of this in the freezer and you just take a scoop. Oh, it was so delicious.
It is. It's refreshing. Or if you're just missing Disney at any time of the year, maybe you want some Dole Whip. That's like what they're known for. That and Mickey waffles. But how do you make Dole Whip?
So, let me see if I can read. Okay, so it's very simple. You get a, like a cookie sheet, something with the little sides up. And I didn't have parchment paper, but you can put parchment paper at the bottom. And then what you do, which I realize I could have sort of skipped this, but not really. You take a half a cup of vanilla yogurt. And on the bottom of the parchment paper, you spread your vanilla yogurt. And then you take a banana. Nice ripe banana, and you cut it, and you lay it down on all the yogurt. And then you put that in the freezer for a couple of hours so it freezes nice and hard. I left mine in for quite a while. And then you take your 2 cups of frozen pineapple and 2 teaspoons of lime. So I used a whole lime because I felt like, what am I going to do with this lime? I don't know what to do with this lime. So I threw the whole lime in there.
Okay, that's fine.
And, yeah, and then you get, like, I used, what is it called? You know, the little, when you want to mix things together, I use it all the time. We all
a mixing
one.
Bowl? Or, oh, the bullet.
Bullet,
yep.
Yes, thank
the
you.
Nutribullet. That's
so
okay.
I mixed it all in the bullet. The only problem is I put in too much pineapple chunks. So divide your pineapple chunks and put all the banana and yogurt in, and put it's the 2 cups of pineapple. Although when I put the 2 cups in, you know how your it goes like
yes.
Okay, there's not enough liquid.
Right.
So put in 1 cup at a time and mix it, and then put the other cup in. And oh my gosh, like when it's done, it's like a Dole Whip, but it has, I don't know if Dole Whip puts banana in it, but this is called a pineapple whip. Mm. And oh, it was delicious. We all had it for dessert the other night.
It sounds really delicious. And I think that is like the most common flavor at Disney when you go is the pineapple. So that's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was so simple. I mean, the only thing is, you know, freezing the yogurt and the banana. But really, that takes you 2 seconds to do. And you could just put that in your freezer. And it says to leave in at least 2 hours. But I think I left it in like 4 to 6. So and then you just mix it all together, and oh my god, it was so good, and the little taste of lime was delicious.
It sounds really, really good. I can't wait to try it, and I can hear my niece in the background, Sassy. Can you say hi to her?
Yeah. Hi, Sash. Sash, say hi to the people.
Oh, Sash. Hey, Shash.
Say hi to the people, Shash.
Shashafrash. I don't know why, but we always talk to her that way. She's Shashafrash. Can't just say sassy. We're Shashafrash.
She whines all day.
It's okay. You know, she's so chatty. She's such a chatty Kathy. It balances out my brother, who doesn't say much, so.
No. This one talks all the time.
Yeah.
Come on, give us a good.
She is. She is a good cat. She's the best cat. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, you enjoy cuddling with Sassy. I love this recipe, and I will put it up on the podcast at WICC600.com.
Thank you, and I'm so excited to see you all tomorrow.
I know. We can't wait to see you either, Mom. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. That's my mom for cooking with Claude, and Dole Whip is today's recipe. It'll be up on the podcast in just a little bit, probably around 10 o'clock, so you could check it out there.